Hi everyone, this is Alan Forte. My message for today, learn the things that he has learned. Now in the book of Matthew chapter 16 verse 11, Jesus tells his disciples this. He says to them, "How is it that you do not understand that I did not speak to you concerning bread, but to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees?" Now this was the second time that Jesus had told them this. The first time, they thought that he told them because they had forgotten to take bread for their journey. I guess the disciples were kicking themselves because they knew that Jesus would not have forgotten to take bread for their journey. He remembers to do everything, especially the important things. A few years ago, we went through a phase where we asked ourselves, what would Jesus do? We started to see the letters WWJD everywhere in the Christian environment. I imagine the WWJD letters are still around today, but the question itself has lost some of its emphasis. Like everything, too much of a thing can easily make the thing common and perhaps unimportant to us. Now, I'm not saying we should stop and not wonder about Jesus. But perhaps a better, more lasting question, one that will never lose its importance, will be to ask ourselves, am I learning the way Jesus wants me to learn? How is it that you do not understand I did not speak to you concerning bread? That was Jesus' question to his disciples. But Jesus was saying to them, you must not only understand the words I say, you must also learn to comprehend what is said and to learn what is meant. Jesus was using words they all knew to talk about the way of living they should all know. Having bread and water are necessary to sustain life, but how we live is critical to how fulfilling life can be for us. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Here, Jesus did not use the words, be aware. He chose one word, beware. Sometimes we can confuse the two. To be aware is to simply learn to be conscious of what's going on around you. There is no real danger. Be aware of what you need to take on your journey so that you don't forget anything that's important. But by using beware, he is saying to us, stop, listen, use caution because there's danger around. Watch out for what you cannot see ahead. There's danger lurking. Beware of where you go because some places are not safe for you. Beware of playing with fire. The fire could burn you. Beware of who you hang around with. They may not have your best interest at heart. Beware of who you live like. They may not be living right. Beware of who you learn from. They may not have learned what will help you. If we're going to do what Jesus does, we will need to understand what he says and comprehend what it all means. The easiest way to do this is to submit ourselves to learn the things that he has learned and to learn the things that he knows and tries to teach us daily. When Jesus said, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees," he wasn't speaking about bread at all. The disciples had learned that leaven was used to help make bread, so they thought Jesus was speaking about bread. If you want to make sure you get your living right and as right as possible, set your heart to learn what Jesus has learned. Learn how he learns. Learn why he learns the things that he learns. He tells us to take his yoke upon us and to learn from him. Let's do that. The best example of how we should live is perhaps found more in learning from what Jesus has learned. When we learn like he learns, perhaps we will be better at doing like he does.